There's more evidence that a Hispanic last name on the ballot can hurt a candidate's chances. A statistical analysis released today reveals patterns of racially polarized voting in a Supreme Court race in Washington's August primary. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
Steve Gonzalez actively campaigned statewide to keep his seat in the Washington Supreme Court and spent some $300,000. His opponent, Bruce Danielson, raised no money and didn't even campaign. Even so, Danielson outpolled Gonzalez 2-1 in some parts of the state. University of Washington political scientist Matt Barreto says a court-approved statistical analysis of the voting patterns reveals Gonzalez's last name hurt him.
We now actually have data that shows very clearly that in places like Yakima and Grant counties and other counties in central Washington, there was a clear racial correlation with the voting results.
Gonzalez still won the vote statewide. Barreto is part of a coalition pushing for a controversial state voting rights act. It would allow lawsuits against local governments where there's evidence of racially polarized voting. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.